SBS हिंदी।
Today we are going to introduce you to a very special person, Breja Sorensen. Breja is originally Australian, but she's lived in India for 20 years. She's an author, writer, and if you ask me, a spiritualist, a philosopher, and a teacher. She's had a wide experience and written several books like Lost and Found in India and Of Noble Blood and several others. Her latest book is Living the Bhagavad Gita, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Living. So let's talk to Breja. Namaste, Breja.
Namaste, Pramod. Thanks for calling. Nice to talk to you.
It's a pleasure talking to you. So it's fascinating to learn that you're Australian, but you've been living in India for 20 years. What attracted you to India?
Basically, what you said in the introduction, the spiritual aspect of it, I found life was that choice for me. It was about choosing spiritual life. And the best place to do it was India.
Right.
And my husband was from Denmark and I was from Australia, and neither of us wanted to stay in either of those places, so we ended up in India.
Great. So your husband is there in India with you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you, how safe do you find India for a woman who's a foreigner?
I don't know that there's one answer for that. Certainly anywhere in the world, there's danger to any woman, whether she's a foreigner or a local. I think there's definitely, you know, when you go to another country, you're exposed to, you know, you're vulnerable, you're a stranger, your behavior, your curious nature can lead you to situations that you wouldn't encounter at home.
Right.
Say that. I don't really know that there's any extreme danger if people take normal precautions that they take at home or in normal countries. You know, life is dangerous. But I think at the same time, hand in hand with that, India has a culture of helping and serving and giving and being very kind that, you know, a lot of Asian countries have. But I think specifically India is a very personal place. You can turn to anyone on the street and they'll help you. And I don't think that that's the same as turning to anyone on the street in, say, America. But in India, I think generally 90%, you know, or more, maybe 99% good
right.
people.
That's heartening. That's very heartening to learn.
It is. It's what saves it. I mean, it's a very special country. And I wrote my first book, Lost and Found in India, because I was very tired of reading, you know, the visitors' views on India, which covered, you know, poverty, dogs, cows, cleanliness, and, you know, bad food experiences at roadside dumpers. So it was kind of like, that's just such a tiny fraction of the country. That's not even totally true.
I'm glad you've gotten into the depth and the soul of this country. Breja, your latest book, Living the Bhagavad Gita, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Living. So, do you think the questions that Arjuna raised to Krishna, Parthasarathi, 5,000 years ago about life, sorrows, confusions, anxieties, doubts, still hold true, and the answers that Krishna gave to Arjuna still help us get along in life in a peaceful manner?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't be more certain about that. I think, you know, it's kind of like all the things that Arjuna is going through. You know, when you think of them in terms of today's terms, you know, they might have other words. You know, in the Gita, Krishna refers to it as delusion, you know, which is a very broad term.
Yes,
but in you know, he says to him, "I will lead you from this forest of delusion," because Arjuna was confused. He didn't know what to do. He was depressed at facing, you know, the opposing army on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It was his grandfather, Bhishmadev, you know, people he loved, including, you know, his cousins who were their enemies, but still they were family. And he could not see the point in doing anything And he was just overwhelmed with, you know, stress, pressure, peer group pressure, depression, grief, sorrow. He just could not get through these things. So, you know, I don't care what age you live in, you'll always find those things, unless, of course, it's Satya Yuga and everything's absolutely wonderful. But, you know, in this day and age, in Kali, it's the time of quarrel and hypocrisy. And I think there's a lot of confusion. You know, people have too much information, it seems. You know, it's very easy to become overwhelmed. And
you're so right. It's very overwhelming with the plethora of knowledge that we have, you know, ready in our hand on our mobile phone, on the internet. Now, what is the best teaching that you found in the Bhagavad Gita and you'd like to tell us about?
Basically, it covers every question you might want answered. That's the first thing. But I think what really appealed to me about it was, you know, it's in action. It's happening as, it, you know, Krishna speaks and Arjuna speaks. It was a conversation that took place on the battlefield. It basically explains everything from, you know, who am I? What is the purpose of life? You know, what is yoga? What is the difference between body, mind, and soul? What is the purpose of the mind? How does the material universe run? What is the energy that I'm affected by? Why am I sometimes happy? Why am I sometimes sad? You know, what am I aiming for in life? What's my goal? And it basically covers all of those, you know, questions.
So, and what's the answer, the essence of it all? What's the answer?
The essence is, right in the beginning, Krishna says to Arjuna, you are not just this body. This body is like taking off an old shirt, you know, and putting on a new one. Again and again and again we have done this. And we've sought the meaning of life. We've sought to liberate ourselves from this material realm. And herein lies the answer. Understand first that you're not this body. And the meaning of yoga, to be connected with the Supreme. And, you know, the Bhagavad Gita explains all this in detail in such a surprisingly short book.
Right. Beautiful. Thanks for that. And what's coming along in the future? What's in the pipeline?
Well, we have some things coming up with, you know, conference at Kolkata University for the Indian Health Council, their psychology department. They've asked me to speak new steps forward in the treatment of depression. So they've asked me to speak from this book, Living the Gita, on treating depression, certainly not the symptoms, but the cause. And I think that's the thing about Gita, going back to that. It goes to the cause of everything we're suffering from.
Sure. And how many years have you studied the Gita?
30 years.
Right.
So the next thing coming up is, I think we're doing I'm going to do a book on psychology in the Gita.
Fantastic.
So that people can actually correlate, you know, the psychological ailments that we're suffering from in this day and age and apply it to and see in the Gita how that were resolved. I mean, it's interesting to note the World Health Organization in the 90s issued a statement saying that the biggest health problem that we would face in the 21st century is psychological ailments, mental health. And we're seeing that now. It's very much a mental health issue. It's become standard speak. And, you know, it's good to have a handbook to resolve all these things.
Sure. We wish you all the best with your future endeavors and indeed with your latest publication.
Thank you, Kumud.
You're always welcome.
Lovely to talk to Australia.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kumud. Okay, namaste.
Bye. Namaste.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।